Welcome to Mastering the Shift, Living Your Noetic Reality. I am your host, Rebecca Skeel, and this show supports awake, conscious, and compassionate new paradigms. You carry compassion and are the integral part of co-creating the new. Welcome, and thank you for joining in. And I hope today that you'll perhaps get more of an understanding of what I mean when I say you carry compassion. Well, I am continuing a theme today in my series of covering paradigm shifts that will support us personally in this time of major deconstruction and transformation, wherever we are in that metamorphosis that's happening for all of us. Everyone's kind of in a different place. Maybe you feel like a caterpillar today. Maybe you feel like you're all gushy in there with, you know, turning into liquid. Maybe you're already feeling like you're sprouting your wings. I feel a little bit gushy today. That's kind of where I am. So it's a great time to focus on shifts and how to shift, I believe, because that word is everywhere. It's everywhere these days. And these shifts, we hear a lot of people talking about shifting and shifting in this arena and that arena and business and work and politics and how we live and work in the world and how we are in the world. Well, this hour is going to be about how you shift inside yourself. So welcome to Spiritual Science Mystery School. And today we will explore and discover self-mastery. Self-mastery. Very exciting topic for me. I've been teaching self-mastery for over 20 years. So let me kind of jump in right here and say, what is self-mastery? Simply put, it is the ability to work with all parts of ourself from a loving point of view. Why self-mastery? Well, when we see ourself and our life from our greater reality, from that loving point of view, our perceptions shift and expand, and we grow in wisdom and grace. Well, now all that might sound like a lot of nice words, and perhaps you've heard those words before, or you've heard similar words. So, I don't want to just talk about nice words. I want to get into the experience of self-mastery with you today. And so, like I usually do, I'm going to be leading an experiential process during this hour. I'm also going to invite call-ins to participate with me if you'd like. If you'd like for me to work with you in self-mastery, if you'd like to work self-mastery in a more kind of upfront and personal way, because that to me is really what the teaching really is. It's like allowing spirit to teach you, to show you, to lead you. And I'm just going to kind of set it up here, set up all the characters, and we'll just turn it on and see what happens. So let's begin, you and me, and spend a few moments exploring the inner you. Yeah, the you that you wake up with every morning. Or maybe the you that you wake up with in the middle of the night, that you. How are you inside yourself? Are you happy, content, peaceful? Are you excited about your life? Or is there chronic worry, fear, and anxiety that drones on inside of you, kind of right under the surface? Maybe that's what wakes you up in the middle of the night. Have you experienced a recent upset, a setback, a disappointment? And how's your energy level these days? Do you feel lighthearted? Do you feel energized? Or are you tired, restless? Maybe you're foggy and a bit unfocused. So when you check in with yourself right here, right now, you may be experiencing a combination, because at any given moment, our inner human reality is registering all kinds of feelings, of thoughts, of sensations, of awareness, of beliefs, of judgments. The question is, how are you with all that? How are you with yourself when you are in fear or anger or disappointment or hurt feelings or, well, you fill in the blank. How are you with your humanness? And what about when you make a mistake or feel like you've let someone down? Are you kind to yourself? Are you compassionate? Are you comforting and loving and forgiving? Do you give yourself a break? Now, you may be asking, why am I focusing on me when I'm upset? Aren't I supposed to be fixing the problem? After all, there's a problem, right? There's an issue. I need to be fixing it. I'm responsible to make it better, right? And I'm supposed to do something to make the problem go away for myself. Or maybe there's a problem for someone else that I'm supposed to fix and be responsible for. Well, perhaps you are responsible. But before we get into being responsible out there in the world, what if you are first responsible to yourself? And what if responding to yourself or responsibility could make all the difference in how you feel, what you say or don't say, what you do or don't do, and even more, could have a direct influence on your self-trust, on your self-worth, your self-esteem, and your connection to divine reality, which is that joy, that expansion, that happiness. So self-mastery is the process of shifting how you are with yourself, your humanity. And that literally changes your life. Now, that's a bold statement. Really a bold statement. And kind of one of those statements that I don't like to use very often because it's like, oh yeah, this is going to change my life, right? But I'm talking about experience. I'm talking from experience here, my own experience. And also, I'm speaking from working with hundreds of people that I've had the honor and privilege of working with over the last 20 plus years. Self-mastery, when applied and practiced, produces surprising, unlimited gifts and treasures from source to you. Cool. So how does self-mastery work? I just want to remind you that today is a call-in show, so I'm hoping that you will consider calling in after the first break, and I'll give out the number in a few minutes, and walk through this process with me, this self-mastery process in your life. I just also want to say that if you do call in, that I will be giving you, for your courage to call in, a free copy of my book, You Can Make It Heaven, How to Enrich Your Life with Abundance and Loving, which is actually all about self-mastery. So let's get to the process of self-mastery. I'd like to set this up by using a visual, an image, because I think that really works well, especially when we're talking about concepts that are difficult to talk about in words. They're more experiential. So we're going to use a visual image as an analogy for self-mastery. So here we go. Have you ever been in a Japanese garden or another kind of garden where you saw one of those beautiful arched footbridges that usually cross a water feature of some kind and went from one part of the garden to another part of the garden? Or let's say that you were walking on a path in the woods and you came across a footbridge, right, that took you across some kind of chasm. So please recall that picture now in your imagination, that picture of that footbridge. Now, imagine that your human nature, that part of you that reacts to your life and is ruled by thoughts and feelings and perceptions and judgments and beliefs, is on one end of that bridge. And on the other end of the bridge is your divine nature, Now, that's sometimes hard to talk about, but let's just say that your divine nature is expansive in its reality. It's joyful. It's peaceful. It's loving. And more importantly, it's not ruled by thoughts and feelings, beliefs, or judgments. So this bridge connects these two realities inside of you. And notice that the bridge goes both ways. It's not a one-way bridge. You can walk back and forth over and over on this footbridge from your human reality, your human nature reality, to your divine nature reality and back again. In fact, I'd like to suggest that you do this all the time, maybe not consciously, maybe unconsciously, because the divine nature is always present. But for the sake of working through self-mastery, let's just say that we walk back and forth. This bridge is a two-way bridge. And walking back and forth across this bridge is what I call the self-mastery dance, the dance of self-mastery, because it can be a dance once we learn the steps of shifting from fear, let's say, to peace, or contraction to expansion, or disappointment to acceptance, or self-blame and shame to self-forgiveness. Notice in all of those examples, there was a shift. Usually, our visual of the image of the bridge becomes, when we're using that visual, the bridge becomes the self-mastery, for it leads you from one reality to the next reality easily, effortlessly, and it is consistent. You can do it over and over and over again and get results. Ah, there's the key, results. Self-mastery, to me, is a spiritual practice, for the steps are spiritual tools. In other words, when you take a self-mastery step, you move beyond the ego-mind personality, which is limited, and you open to a new choice, to a part of you that is beyond your ego mind, which is unlimited. Okay, I hope I have your attention, and I hope I have your curiosity, and I also hope that you will engage with me in this process. Welcome back. I'm Rebecca Skeel, and this is Mastering the Shift, Living Your Noetic Reality. And today we are attending Spirit's Mystery School, and our lesson is self-mastery. I gave out the phone number before the break. I'll give it out one more time just in case you have a question. Maybe you have a question that you'd like to ask, and you're welcome to do that at 866-472-5795. And here's a quote from Rumi that I think is a great beginning for this second segment on self-mastery. Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. Well said. And where we're going to begin as we explore self-mastery more within ourselves. So, right before break, we have the bridge, right? The bridge that goes from the human nature reality to the divine reality. So, what I'd like you to do now is think of a problem or dilemma in your life, or a stuck self-righteous position, or an unresolvable issue in a relationship, a chronic limiting belief about yourself, something you feel a responsibility to fix but feel powerless to do so, or an old hurt or wound that won't go away. And if you are somewhere that you can write it down, I'd like you to take a moment and write down your issue, your challenge, your dilemma. And if there are other people involved, you can write them down too. In other words, just make a few notes. What do you want to focus on as we work through self-mastery today? Okay, so here you are at one end of the bridge with your issue, or your problem, or your challenge, or your upset, your dilemma. And you have thoughts and feelings and beliefs and fears and judgments about this issue. So maybe you've never thought of it that way. You might say, oh, I do? Oh, okay. Well, I know I have feelings, but I have all that other stuff. Well, we're going to walk all the way around this issue today in self-mastery, like all the way around the elephant. So again, if you have opportunity to write this down, or if you want to listen later and write it down, great. I would like you to think about the issue, and I'd like you to write down one feeling that you have about it. Only one. One belief. One fear. One judgment. And one thought. So again, you're going to write down one thought, one feeling, one belief, one fear, one judgment. Now, I'll give you an example. Here's my dilemma. My partner or my boss or my whatever doesn't support me. I am not respected, seen, heard, or valued in this relationship. So I've chosen to focus on a relationship issue, okay? Because I think relationships are really going through tough times right now. So this may be something that you're looking at as well. That's okay if you're not. You just work your issue right along with me. So mine's going to be my partner doesn't support me. I am not respected, seen, heard, or valued in this relationship. So here's my one thought that I write down. I don't like this, and it has to change or I'm out of here. Here's my one feeling, anxiety. Here's my one belief. I am never supported in who I am. Here's my one fear. I am afraid of ending this relationship because I will be alone. And here's my one judgment. I am judging myself because it must be all my fault. So I have one thought, one feeling, one belief, one fear, and one judgment. So now we're going to use self-mastery to begin shifting. We're going to begin moving from one end of the bridge across the bridge to the other end of the bridge. So take in a nice deep breath and let it go. Self-mastery, I'm going to present self-mastery in steps. We're actually going to be working with the first four steps of self-mastery. Step number one, observe your mind and emotions. Yeah, observe yourself. What's going on in your mind? What's going on in your feelings? And how is that affecting your body? Just take a moment and tune in. What other thoughts, feelings, and sensations do you notice? Are there scenarios coming up from your past beginning to pop in to your consciousness as we begin to look at this? Are you having a hard time staying focused? Are you kind of drifting away? Is this starting to feel a bit uncomfortable? Just observe everything that's going on and keep breathing. Because when we observe, we suspend belief. Yeah, one of the reasons that we are so enmeshed in the dilemma is because we have a lot of believings. We have a lot of investment in it. And when we step back, just one step, maybe just one little baby step, we unattach ourselves. If just for a moment or two from that dilemma, that feeling thought dilemma, and we watch it, we witness it, we become that witness inside ourselves. We all of a sudden begin to realize that, oh, I've got this dilemma going on, but I'm also able to stand back a bit. I wonder what part of me can stand back a bit. And we're still engaged because we're watching, we're witnessing, we're observing. That's an engaged response. However, we are not attached, I'd like to suggest. So take a nice deep breath in and let it go. Okay, so step number one is observing mind and emotions. Step number two is now we're going to move into acceptance. My definition and the definition we're going to work with during self-mastery on acceptance is acknowledging what is. accepting all feelings, all thoughts, all judgments, all beliefs, accepting and acknowledging everything that's going on right here, right now for you, allows you to let go of the dilemma. First, we suspend belief, then we let go. I would like to suggest that when we accept, we move out of that attachment, that enmeshment with something. We let go of the judgment of it, because there must be something wrong with it, right? Because it wouldn't be up in my life if there wasn't something wrong. What if we move into acceptance and just say, I'm just going to accept everything that's going on. So let's go back to my original issue that I'm working with, and my thought, my feeling, my belief, my fear, and my judgment. So acceptance would sound like this. I accept that in my relationship, I feel unsupported, unseen, and not respected. There it is. I just accept it. I accept I don't like it. It has to change or I'm out of here. Now I'm accepting my thought about it. I accept I feel anxious. That was an acceptance statement about my feelings. I accept that I'm afraid I will be alone. Oh, now we're getting into accepting fear. Ooh, sometimes that gets a bit shaky in the energy field. Sometimes the body really reacts to that. So we have to take in a nice deep breath. I accept that I'm afraid I will be alone. I accept I believe I am never supported. Now that usually comes underneath the fear, or right next to the fear. Oh, there's that belief. And I accept that I judge that it's not, that it's my fault. Oh, there's the clincher, isn't it? There's when the energy really contracts inside of us, that judgment. Okay, so once again, I accept I don't like it. It has to change or I'm out of here. I accept I feel anxious. I accept that I'm afraid I will be alone. I accept I believe I am never supported. And I accept that I judge that it's my fault. So as you allow yourself to say accepted statements, and I suggest you say them out loud, watch your energy. What shifts? Does something shift? So what I think I'm going to do now is I think I'm going to take my next break. And during this next break, what I'd like you to do is continual saying those acceptance statements inside yourself, using this self-mastery. Remember, we started off in the dilemma, in the issue, in the problem on one side of this footbridge, and now we're using the self-mastery. We're using the bridge to begin to move or shift toward the other side of the bridge, that divine reality, which I don't want to talk too much about quite yet. Because when we start talking about the words of that, sometimes they get, it gets very conditioned. So let's just say we're in this movement process. We're in this, shifting process right now. And I'd like to give you a few minutes to just be with yourself in this. And I want to say that after the break, if at this time in this process, you'd like to call in, so that we can work that process with you, please feel free. Again, the number to call in is 866-472-5795. But if you're following along while I'm doing this, great. And I just want to say I'm Rebecca Skeel, leading us through self-mastery, and we will be right back.
Listening to Mastering the Shift, Living Your Noetic Reality. To make yourself a part of this week's program, send your questions or comments in an email directly to Rebecca at makeitheaven.com. That's Rebecca at makeitheaven.com. Now, back to Mastering the Shift. Here again is Rebecca Skeel.
Welcome back. I'm Rebecca Skeel, and this is Mastering the Shift, Living Your Noetic Reality. And during the break, I was just allowing myself to expand my energy and just feel the energy that's beginning to shift around working an issue. And there's a lot of shifting going on right now. So I'm really pleased that so many of you are participating with me in this self-mastery. One more time, I'll get about the number just in case, 866-472-5795. Okay, here's a quote for this segment. It's by Socrates. To move the world, we must first move ourselves. Well, that's what we're doing. Self-mastery. So before the break, we looked at the first two steps of self-mastery. We looked at observing mind and emotion, and then we looked at acceptance. Now we're moving into the third step, which is compassionate listening, opening the heart. Now, when I teach self-mastery in my courses and classes, I actually do a whole process around this. And the reason I do that is because, quite honestly, we do not know how to listen compassionately to ourselves. We do not know how to speak kind words to ourselves, most of us. We don't open our heart to ourselves. We open our heart to other people. We listen compassionately to others. But when it comes to ourselves, a lot of times we don't have a clue. So, rather than do the long process that I usually do in the course that I teach, I'm going to do it this way. Here's an opportunity for you to work with your imagination again. I'd like you to put your hands out in front of you, if you can, and imagine you're holding a ball, maybe a baseball. I couldn't remember the name of the game. The baseball. I'd like you to hold a baseball, but instead of being in a baseball, I'd like it to be a ball of light. And you can put any color you want on it. Maybe it's just white light, clear light, golden light, purple light, whatever. I'd like you to hold a baseball size ball of light. And just take a moment and feel that ball of light between your hands. And maybe your hands begin to vibrate a bit or tingle or become warm or pulsate, whatever. Just get in touch kinesthetically in your feeling sense with that ball. And then when you're ready, I'd like you to take that ball of light and using your hands, I'd like you to take your hands to your heart center, which is right in the middle of your chest. So take your hands now and just bring them to your heart center with the ball and place the ball in your imagination inside your heart. This is your heart center. It's the energetic center, actually, of who you are. It is the center of your compassion for yourself. And as you focus on that ball of energy inside of you, I'd like you to imagine that that ball is opening your heart with compassion to you. Yes, to you. Now, why do we want to do that? Well, because you're looking at an issue and dilemma in your life. You're looking at something that's challenging. You're looking at something where you hold judgments and limiting beliefs and fear around. Yeah, this is a time to open our heart to ourselves, to bring compassion to ourselves. So what if you were to open your heart with that compassion, with that warm glow of energy that's in your heart, and say your acceptance statements again out loud to yourself, focusing on that center ball of light in your heart. Maybe it's kind of sending out rays of light now. Maybe your heart is feeling a little warm or tingly, or maybe it's just kind of feeling kind of funny. All of that, just observe. And then allow yourself to go back to your list, your thought, your feeling, your belief, your fear, your judgment, and say your acceptance statements. So you would say, I accept that I feel, and fill in the blank, keeping in mind that heart center. I accept that I'm afraid. Again, focusing on that compassion for you. Yeah, you're afraid in there. Bring compassion. I accept that I believe. Oh, wow. Maybe you go, huh, I didn't know I believed that. I accept I judge. Is there some kind of hurt that happens inside her? Oh, it's like bringing that compassion to ourself is a masterful choice to begin to shift, to begin to move, to begin to cross that bridge from the dilemma of our humanity to our divine reality. Okay. And now we're going to move into step number 4, which is the last step we're going to use in the self-mastery today. And that has to do with self-forgiveness. What does self-forgiveness do? Well, it releases the shame and the blame and the judgment. I will spend a whole radio show on self-forgiveness. But for now, in our self-mastery steps, as we move across this bridge, let's just say that self-forgiveness releases that shame and blame. It's a very important in this process of moving from our human nature dilemma, our contracted energy, our fear-based whatever is going on, our upset, that reality into the greater reality of our divine reality. The reason it's important is because judgment, shame, blame, contraction cannot exist in our divine reality. Why, you might ask? Well, because our divine reality is whole. It's whole. It's not separate. It's not alienated. It's not against. It's wholeness. It's completeness. It's fullness. You know, the words sometimes, I have a hard time with words. And let's just put it this way. When we forgive ourselves, what we have judged about ourselves, we move or shift. That place of separation, of alienation, of hurt, of aloneness, of lostness, we move it across that bridge into our divine nature. And that divine nature transmutes it with living love. In other words, all we have to do is be willing to let go of it. And living love does the rest. Think about it for a moment. If you're holding on to something, something really, really, really tight in your hands, or maybe you're holding on to it like a string of the balloon, whatever you want to, you know, create in your imagination, all you have to do is be willing to let go. Just let go. And living love, your divine nature, transmutes it. And then that place that used to hold judgment no longer holds judgment. And when we do this over and over and over again, and I'd like to suggest that self-mastery is a practice, and we do it over and over and over again, those places in our consciousness, in our reality, in our noetic reality that used to be blocked or held down with judgment, what is replaced is living love. So forgiveness statements, let's try it. And again, I encourage you to say these out loud for yourself. So what you're going to do now is you're going to forgive yourself. You're going to forgive yourself for. So it says, I forgive myself for, or I forgive myself for judging myself as, or I forgive myself for believing. So using my example, it could go like this. I forgive myself for believing that I am never supported. And what I like to do after each forgiveness statement is I like to take in a nice deep breath and I let it go. I'll do that again. I forgive myself for believing that I am never supported. Breathe in. And out. I forgive myself for judging myself for feeling anxious and afraid. Breathe in and out. I forgive myself for thinking that if I leave this relationship, I'll be all alone. Or I forgive myself for believing that if I leave this relationship, I'll be all alone. And breathe in and out. And I forgive myself for judging myself, that it's all my fault. Now that one strikes deep within me when I say that. So this ability, and it is an ability, but it's also a choice, to take a look at my dilemma, my issue, from the place of self-mastery. I begin to work with this unseen, mysterious, living love, which I'm calling divine nature. And it alchemically begins to shift and transmute the energy of me from, let's say, contraction and shutdownness and fear and anxiety. I begin to shift across this bridge that we've created into something greater, something else, something other. And in this other place, I cannot hold on to that judgment. I cannot hold on to that shame and blame. I cannot hold on to that separation, that alienation from me inside of me. Because that reality of my consciousness is complete wholeness or holiness. So I'm just going to recap for a moment the experience of self-mastery that we've been on so far. We began with the visual symbol of a bridge that connects two realities, our human nature, our divine nature. The bridge represents self-mastery and the steps we take to shift from a problem or an issue to another kind of experience of peace, of release, of relaxation, of compassion, of loving, of whatever it is for you. And the four steps are step one, observation, which suspends belief. Step two, acceptance, which lets go of the dilemma. Step three, which is compassion. It opens the heart. It opens the field of who you are, the experience of who you are. And self-forgiveness releases that contraction, that judgment, that belief. So take a moment and check in with yourself. I understand that I've talked a lot in this last 45 minutes and you may not have been able to fully experience self-mastery yet, but just check in. Where are you? How are you? What does your physical body feel like? What's your energy doing? Is there, if something was uncomfortable before, how does it feel now? How does the space around you feel? I just want to say one more thing before I go on break. Notice that we didn't get into the why of this issue. We didn't get into the story, did we? Or the justification, or the he said, she said. No, self-mastery is not about the story. It's for clearing. When I clear judgments and beliefs and perceptions or shame and blame from my consciousness, I no longer have that opening for future judgments to take root. And I clear that place and I remember it back into my divinity. And when I do this over and over and over again, I imbue my consciousness with the reality of living love. And I walk in that consciousness in my life. So I'm going to take a break there. This is Rebecca Skeel. You are listening to Mastering the Shift, Living Your Noetic Reality, and we will be right back. Well, welcome back to Mastering the Shift, Living Your Noetic Reality, and I am Rebecca Skeel. And my quote for the last segment of today's show is Buddha. Be master of mind rather than mastered by mind. You are your own master. You are the master and the way. This is Rebecca Skeel, Mastering the Shift, Living Your Noetic Reality. Goodbye for now.